everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I'd like to say thank you again and be ever so grateful for BBS Radio, Don Newsom over there, and Seth, and the great work that they're doing with all of the hosts that they represent and have on the air. And I give thanks for that wonderful opportunity to use Spiritual Hollywood to raise consciousness and have that great platform, thanks to BBS Radio. Want to say Happy New Year to everybody right off the bat. So Happy New Year, and I hope your holidays were absolutely the best ever. I know mine certainly were. So I have a very, very special guest this evening. Her name is Jacqueline Zaman, and we call her Jackie. And she is a veteran of General Hospital, meaning that she's now been in over 4,000 episodes of that show as Nurse Bobby Spencer, Chief Surgical RN on ABC's General Hospital. And she's become one of the most visible and likable actresses on network television and also just in life in general. I've spent some time with this wonderful lady, and I just, you know, if I had a son that I could marry her off to, I would do it because she is such an incredible lady. So I would like to just give you a little bit of Jackie's background that you may not be aware of, and then I'll bring her on. So after 4,000 episodes or more of Nurse Bobby Spencer, Chief Surgical RN on ABC's General Hospital, Jacqueline is a true contemporary and a role model of millions of daytime viewers, and she is born in Englewood, New Jersey. She completed her high school studies at age 15 and studied dance at New York University on a scholarship. Within months, she was dancing and modeling professionally, not a surprise, while continuing her studies. A desire to act on daytime television led Jacqueline to her debut on ABC's One Life to Live, and after her character's untimely demise, she was asked to go to Los Angeles to create a role of Bobby Spencer on General Hospital. And some of the feature film credits that Jackie has are Gary Marshall's Young Doctors in Love, John Hughes' National Lampoon's Class Reunion, and The Day the Music Died. She received critical acclaim for her starring role in Montana Crossroads on ABC After School Special and took a break from her busy General Hospital schedule to co-star as a lawyer in ABC's comedy movie for television Jury Duty. She's guested on Chicago Hope, Mike Hammer, Love, American Style, Fantasy, Sledgehammer, and Mad TV. And also, Jackie has been incorporated into appearances on Runway and Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I'm so excited that my mouth isn't working correctly, but it will in a minute, because there's so much more to say and there's so much more to talk about in this interview tonight. And Jackie also appeared on Good Morning America, Oprah, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Donahue, Rosie O'Donnell, Master Chef, I've Got a Secret, Hollywood Squares, Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, and she's hosted the popular E! Entertainment special profiling the men of daytime and co-hosted a series of specials for Epcot Magazine at Disney World for the Disney Channel. And just, you know, there's so much more that I could say, and I'm not going to read from the bio too much longer because I'm just so excited to bring Jackie on and tell you more about her and let her tell you about herself. But she's also an author with a list of achievements that is as long as both of my legs. And her first book, Beauty on the Go, was published by Simon & Schuster in 1986. And she's written beauty and fitness feature articles for major consumer and daytime magazines. She's also contributed recipes to more cookbooks than she can count to raise dollars for various charitable organizations. And I'm just going to bring Jackie on now because I just think you need to get a real sense of this woman and her wonderful voice. And she's a singer and dancer. And I believe she also starred in Menopause the Musical, which I missed, but I wanted to see. And I hope that someday that will be back. And that was at the Coronet Theater in Los Angeles here, where I'm stationed at. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Jacqueline Zaman. Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Katie. Well, that was some intro, so thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Oh, my goodness. It was just, you know, there's so much more to you that an hour just can't do it. But I know that we're going to get the best of the best this evening in our spirited conversation, and our listeners are probably very excited to hear what you have to say, and I would just like to let our listeners know where I met you, if that's okay with you.
I would love for, let's talk about that.
I really want to. That's really one of my favorite subjects these days, especially because I am just living so into that big, huge possibility of males and females partnering together in a sacred partnership and just completely setting each other up to win and in an upward spiral of relationship that just has no limits. And I want to see a world where everybody has that, and I know it's possible in our lifetime. I actually met you, Jackie, at a PAX seminar, Celebrating Men and Satisfying Women, by Alison Armstrong, who's the founder of the organization, and that is designed to bring women and men into harmony with one another and help them learn to celebrate each other. And I got to be in two seminars with you in that program. The second one was the Queen Course.
Yes.
Yes, and you were already a queen, but boy, every one of us after that seminar came out so much more in tune with who we really are and who we were meant to be, and the divine feminine is now our calling card and the first thing that people get a sense of when they meet us. I know for myself, my thing was I was a frog farmer, and a frog farmer, as you know, doing the PAX work, is somebody who takes a prince and turns them into a frog. And of course we don't do that on purpose. We don't know we're doing that, but it just is from society and culture and, you know, generations of miscommunication between the sexes that brings that to, you know, who some of us are today or were today. And I would love to see a time where every single person takes the PAX programs, seminars, and really, really gets in touch with what we're all doing here together. So what would you like to say about the seminars, Jackie?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. There's an old saying that probably everyone has heard of, which is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's absolutely true. And as I go from chapter to chapter in my life, I find that to be more and more true
mm-hmm.
every day.
Right.
Because I think that, first of all, I think that Alison Armstrong is an awesome woman,
mm-hmm.
smart, fabulous, very, very positive, very mm-hmm. bright, and very focused. And she has a lot to teach and to offer men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that, the most important part of moving, making any kind of transition is the desire. You know, someone has to have a desire in their soul to want to make a change or to want to expand their horizons,
mm-hmm.
And to want to improve life or empower themselves. And that's what Alison and her workshops and her seminars have to offer. And for me, going and taking these seminars and workshops has been such an exciting experience and so enlightening and so fun.
Yes.
And so exciting.
Yes.
Because I'm personally gone through so many transitions in my life, in the last year. Moving to a new home, getting a divorce, living, you know, for the first time in 20 years with my two daughters, you
mm-hmm.
know, not being married,
mm-hmm.
and looking at the world in a completely different, looking at the world as someone who's, you know, it's all out there. Everything's available. The possibilities are endless. But for the first time, I'm not doing it in partnership with a man.
Right.
I'm doing it in partnership with my daughters and with my friends and with my family. But it's a very different thing all of a sudden to look at life and to see, you know, all of the opportunities that are available and being able to look at them from the standpoint of what's interesting to me and what do I want to choose to do? And that becomes priority, what's good for my family and me, instead of what's good for the partnership, what's good for the marriage, what's good for the romance.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that a lot of, well, certainly men too, but women particularly go through after going through a divorce
mm-hmm.
and coming to the realization that life is beautiful regardless.
Yes. You know? Yes. And, it, you know, we're living in a time, too, Jackie, as you know, that it's not like the old days. It's not like it was even 50 years ago. Nowadays, women, you know, don't really need a man in order to be successful and to have a stable life, and they just don't need to be taken care of like they once did. So that's thrown men and women out of sync with one another to a large degree, because men are providers, and if we don't need them to provide for us anymore, they really don't have purpose. They don't feel like they're needed, and they just want to be needed. They want to provide, and that's their thing. Women want to connect. And when women are such staunch providers for themselves and their families, I know for me, I had become the most evolved, best man that I knew. I had become that man. And because I am a business owner and run my businesses myself, I had become like a hunter. Men are hunters. So if a woman has become like a hunter, what man is going to ask her out? Because hunters don't ask hunters out. And I kept, you know, for 2 years I'm going, you know, I really like working on myself and not dating. I really like finding out who am I and finding out what it was that happened in the previous relationship so I don't repeat that, you know, same behavior I had with my husbands, for which there were three. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to really find out what makes me tick and what behaviors am I passing on that I got as a child watching my own role models interact with one another. And I finally got complete with that. And my wonderful sacred partner, John Steller, introduced me to the PAX programs. And when I heard In Sync with the Opposite Sex, just the CD program, have you heard those, Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. I got in the first hour of listening, actually it was really the first 15 minutes, but in the first hour I got complete transformation in my whole way of seeing the world and people and men and myself. I realized that I had become a man. I had become so much like a man that I didn't need one, and they weren't asking me out either, but it didn't bother me. I didn't care about that, but there were times where I would think, you know, it sure be nice to have a companion to go to the movies with or dinner now and then or hiking or whatever it is, but I just didn't. I wasn't interested because I had become the best man that I knew until I met my honey, John. But it opened up a whole new world for me. And what have you found for yourself about the PAX programs, be it the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, or the Queen Course, which is the Understanding Women? I believe that's a technical term for that one.
Yes. Well, actually, I just watched that one on
DVD.
DVD.
Yes, oh, isn't it
past weekend? It was my weekend. And, of course, you know, enjoyed every minute of it. But something you just said I is very interesting, because I think that I mean, a lot of the things that you've been saying about yourself and about, you know, that feeling of feeling that you were being a man more than being a woman is something that I very strongly relate to. And so many of my girlfriends who, you know, work and are well-educated and successful and out there doing things feel that way. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like there comes the big question. You know, how do you go out and do that all day long and then turn the switch when it's time to go home at night?
Yes.
But most women, if you say to them, you know, are you dating or, you know, and most women will say, oh, I don't really need a man. But you see, I'm not in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
Need is a, you know, is an interesting word. Maybe some women don't need a man to pay their bills, or don't need a man within the context of feeling as though they're going to be subservient
mm-hmm.
to that man, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I really believe that a woman, if she's a true woman and she's really in touch with her femininity, she does need a man. I mean, I'm the first one to say, I do need a man.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, that's mm-hmm. something that I want very much.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of going through the whole next, you know, part of my life,
mm-hmm.
Not being in love and not being in partnership with someone
mm-hmm.
would, to me, I would feel there would be so much lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's that old saying, falling in love, and I've always thought, what is it, falling in love? It's soaring in love, because what's the most awesome, incredibly beautiful, magnificent feeling is when you find that person,
mm-hmm.
Makes your heart beat faster, who makes you feel happy, just happy.
Right.
When you think about that person.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know whether that's, I think that is a need. I mean, to me, it's a need. It's connected to survival.
Mm-hmm.
In a very profound way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting to me because, prior to this chapter in my life, I would have been someone to say, well, I don't really need a man because I was feeling as if, you know, my life wouldn't have changed a whole lot if I had been living alone. Now I'm feeling that my life would change a whole bunch and for the better, and I would be really happy about that.
Yes, and you know, thank you for saying that, and I got to say that, you know, being someone who is, I'll be 52 in April, and my son will be 25 this month on the 19th, and to have the best love that I've ever experienced, maybe being in love actually for the first time in my life after going through the PACS programs, actually I have better understanding, I have greater capacity to understand what makes men tick and what makes them wonderful and what I was seeing them as. I was actually afraid of men for a good deal of my life, and I wasn't aware of that. So what the PACS programs did was it helped to reintroduce me to who men are as if I had just come out of the womb and I'd never known them any other way than the wonderful people that they are. Men are delightful and they're yummy and they're delicious and they're wonderful and I just can't say enough about it. And it's when we think that they're not, that they don't have a chance to be any different for us. And I know that that's how I turned many princes into frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I thought they were supposed to be frogs, and they're going to be frogs by damn, or I won't talk to them. And I didn't even know I was doing that. So it's really exciting that Allison has come up with this wonderful, wonderful thing. I tease that she must be from another planet because this is just not earthly information. This is like way beyond high frequency, high test, potent stuff. And anyone who is listening that feels intrigued by what you and I are talking about, go to understandmen.com and just get involved in any way that you can. They actually offer it. I'm not trying to do a commercial for Allison, but I certainly don't mind doing that because it's for the betterment of our world. But they have also these things that you can go to for 2 or 3 hours that will rock your world, and they're free of charge. And it's called Making Sense of Men, and it's 3 hours to a new understanding of men and more satisfaction for yourself, for women only. And if you go on the site to understandmen.com, you'll find out in your area exactly where these are. And if you don't do another thing except go to one of these, your life will be changed forever. So I do appreciate, Jackie, this time that we've had to talk about Allison's work and the PACS programs, because in the Queen course, the one thing that you learn there that you don't realize, you don't know yet, is how to receive.
Mm-hmm.
How to receive love, how to receive even self-care, how to receive even positive self-talk, how to receive all the wonderful, wonderful things that are your birthright. And you really get clear on how you haven't been receiving those things. You know, if you think, where's my stuff? I ordered it a long time ago. Metaphorically speaking, you really, you know, it takes only just a couple of days in that seminar to really get that you're attracting exactly what it is you're thinking about. And if you're thinking you don't deserve those things, they're not going to show up. The cosmic FedEx will never find you.
That's true. Well, so with compliments, you know, so many women have difficulty accepting a compliment.
That's,
you know, so many women, you'll say something, yeah. You know, oh, you look nice in the dress, and you know, they'll give you, oh, this old thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And that's really a shame. But what it comes down to is, you know, a lot of women, one of the main differences between men and women is if you tell a man, acknowledge something that he's good at, and he's good at it, he knows he's good at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they say thank you, but he accepts he's good at it. If you tell a woman, if you criticize a woman, she'll immediately try and fix what you've told her is wrong.
Right.
You know, a woman will just jump to try, you know, you say to your friend, oh, well, you know, the dinner's but it's a little cold. She'll just jump up from the table and stick it in the oven, try and get it warm again. And you know, if you criticize a man, it just pushes him away. Criticize a man, it just turns him off, pushes him away. You know, it's just, and I find that is a very interesting difference between, you know, the male and female energy that, you know, I think most of us are aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stop to think about it or you talk about it,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to have a conversation about it with, you know, with a person that you're in a relationship with, it helps to, clarify and helps to, as you said earlier, set it up for you both to win.
Yes. And that, when you honor one another, it creates an upward spiral. When you don't honor one another, you crash and burn.
Exactly.
And that'll happen like gravity, just 100% of the time. But it's a conscious choice. And when you really get how wonderful the opposite sex is, how wonderful men are, how wonderful women are, I didn't just get how wonderful men are in these courses. I got how wonderful women are, too.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful I am. And I redefined myself, my relationship with me, with men, and with women, all in my very first seminar there. So, you know, I just can't say enough about it. And I want to see if you're open to sharing with our listeners what your number one noble quality is what we got from the Queen Course.
Love.
Love.
Love is my number one noble quality.
Wonderful. And with that in mind, do you mind giving an address where people can write to you in case they're intrigued by what we're talking about here, and there might be some really wonderful men out there that would like to write you a letter.
Oh, isn't that nice? Absolutely. Well, probably the best to write to me would be to ABC,
mm-hmm.
General Hospital at ABC, Disney Studio, and the address there is 4151 Prospect, and that's Hollywood, California, 90027.
Wonderful. Excellent. So your number one noble quality is love.
And what was yours?
Pardon me?
What was yours?
Mine is balance.
I thought it was balance. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, because and don't you love the way Allison got to what your number one noble quality is?
Yes.
Like needs met, M-E-T,
mm-hmm.
money, energy, and time. Whatever you spend your money, energy, and time on is what your noble quality will be.
Yes.
And because balance is mine, I now know when I'm out of balance that I start spending my money, energy, and time on getting back into balance, which gives me ecstasy and joy. And
there
that's the way to get those things. So, and joy and ecstasy are my other two noble qualities, but my number one is balance, and the way to get the other two is through spending my money, energy, and time on regaining my balance. So what are your other two noble qualities? Did you distinguish that for yourself?
Yes, I did. But one thing that I want to just go off to the side is that in spending the time in the seminar and having the opportunity to meet and talk with the other women who are involved,
mm-hmm.
like you, which mm-hmm. has been wonderful for, you know, the relationship. I mean, I think the world of you, and I think that, you know, I think of you as a girlfriend, and even
mm-hmm.
though we haven't known each other very long, I feel connected to you, and I feel that I know you quite well
mm-hmm.
because of the intensity of, you know, what we learned together
yeah.
and what we shared.
Okay.
And I think that one of the most important things that I got, or that I am getting, because I consider myself an active participant in all of these, you know, workshops that are being
right.
offered, is getting in touch with my passion.
Yeah.
Getting in touch with my true desire.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that may be. And it's like you're saying, whatever these noble qualities are, they can change in a moment. They can change on a dime because
mm-hmm.
we all grow and change every day. You know,
yeah.
you get up every morning and one of the most wonderful parts of my life right now is that, you know, this new house that I live in with my daughters, I see the sun come up every morning
mm-hmm.
and it rises, you know, right now, like, 6:30, 27, you know, as it changes, as time changes, but that orange,
purple, blue sky that has a gazillion colors in it, you know, and just seeing that the power and mm-hmm. the beauty in that. And it so energizes me. And I'm so happy about that. And I'm so grateful for it every morning. And immediately when I see that come up, it's almost like a little alarm goes off in my heart and my soul and in my mind. And it immediately makes me think about, you know, my passion
mm-hmm.
for life and
yeah.
for what I want to accomplish and what I want to contribute of value to the world and what, you know, how I want my relationships to grow and who I want to be there for, who I want to be, you know,
who's in your realm,
a difference to within my realm. Yes.
Right.
And I'm very conscious of that. And I think that, I don't think that's any different for anyone. I think we all have moments where we feel that.
Yes.
But
I think we have a caller coming on the line. Is there a caller?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this a caller?
Yes. My name is Gail Ramsey.
Hi, Gail Ramsey. Happy New Year.
Hi, Gail Ramsey.
Thank you. Well, I just found out that Jackie was on your show, so I thought I'd give a try and call, and what do you know? Here you are.
Well, a friend of mine for years.
Oh, excellent.
Jackie and I met back in General Hospital, and they put us as roommates on the show. That was like, I won't say how many years ago, Jackie.
Oh, that's okay.
I just want to say I'm enjoying listening to your conversation, and you were talking about noble qualities, and I just want to say something that, and Jackie didn't even know I was going to be calling.
No, I have no idea.
Surprise.
Nice to hear your voice, girlfriend.
But I want to say one thing that always has stood out to me about Jackie, and really does about any human being who has this quality, is loyalty and faithfulness.
Mm.
And, you know, Jackie, you were saying that daily our qualities and our thoughts and everything can change. But some things don't change, and that really is our character, even though we hopefully are improving on it every day and as we grow. But I've just known Jackie to be so faithful, such a loyal friend in all the years I've known her. And this is the truth, as God is my witness, never has she gossiped about anyone, never has an unkind word to say about anyone. And I know for a fact there were times where she certainly could have, with good reason, and she never had. To me, that's a noble quality.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
I'd call in and Jackie, I hope I'm not embarrassing you.
Oh, Gail, thank you. Thank you.
Well, part of the thing that we learned in the Queen Course is to receive wonderful information like that graciously.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I really love what you just said, Dale. That was wonderful. And what a good friend you are.
Well, she's been a great one. And I appreciate the two of you discussing these things. It's a blessing to everybody listening, I'm sure.
Wonderful. Well, I was on General Hospital 48 times way back when I was an actress. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I know that Jackie and I had conversations before that's not even in our memory banks because we hadn't been introduced in this way before. But you know, life is very funny as it brings you back around, and I believe that for me personally, pre-birth, that we designed exactly how our life would go, and Jackie was a part of it before I was born, and everyone in my life and everyone in everybody's life, I believe, was a pre-decision before birth. So that in thinking this way, for me personally, helps me to be really fully responsible for everything in my life, just as it is and just as it isn't. And it's a wonderful way for me to go, how did I create that thing? And, you know, what Jackie and I are talking about the PACS programs, to get really responsible about how we're showing up in our own lives and in our relationships is the best way to make a difference in the world. And the more that we work on ourselves, and not that there's anything wrong with any of us, but the more we, like you were saying, Dale, is to improve upon ourselves
right.
and to evolve daily and upgrade constantly
that's
in our character and our behavior and the way we see things, our perspective, the better the world will be.
Amen. Always striving to be the best we can.
That's
yeah.
something Gail thinks.
And Gail, forgiving ourselves when we fail.
Gail.
Our name
is CEO of Women in Entertainment, which is an incredible organization here in Hollywood. And she's a minister, and it's a Christian group. And she's smart, and she's awesome, and she's extremely well-educated.
I have to go now. I can't handle all this.
Yes, you can. Just listen. Because it's
any good thing, any good thing I am, I owe to the Lord. That I know for sure. But thank you, Jackie. You're very kind.
Right, right. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. God bless you both. Onward, girls.
And you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Kitty, there's a book called, I don't know if you, from what you were just saying, called Sacred Contracts that Carolyn Mace wrote.
Sacred Contracts.
Contracts. And have you not read it?
I haven't, but
Well, you need to get this book.
Okay.
You will love it.
Who wrote it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Are you familiar with Carolyn Mace?
No.
She's really, she does a lot of motivational speaking. She's been quite a few books. Sacred Contracts, she wrote, I don't know when. I read it quite a few years ago. But the basic concept of the book is saying that there are sacred contracts in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are connections that are, that we made spiritually by choice, but are seemingly beyond our control as we come into this life.
Yes.
And she has this premise where you look at yourself, and that everyone has influences in their life as there are on the astrological wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them are ones that we all have in common.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if I can, as Carl Jung, I believe, says when he teaches, the victim, the prostitute, the saboteur, and I believe it's the child. I hope I'm right about that. That we all have those four in common.
Mm-hmm.
Those four archetypal influences in our lives, and they affect us however they affect us as we go through relationships and circumstances. And then we all have eight more that are completely different,
mm-hmm.
which is what makes us unique and what makes our existence and our experience and our the way we relate to our life circumstances differently.
Right, right.
And so you read the book, and then what you do is you pick out what your other eight ones are, and you begin to better understand your behavior or modify your behavior, if you feel you should,
mm-hmm.
based on how you are reactive or proactive under the influence of each individual archetype.
Wow.
And so it's really... it's one, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself, and you learn a lot about the people that, you know, are close to you within your realm when you look with that kind of perception.
Right, right. And it's a matter of who are we attracting and what is it that we're vibrating that is attracting that exact vibrational match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you're able to, you know, raise the vibration, it changes everything.
It does. It really does.
Oh,
man. And these seminars, I'm telling you, raise my frequency off the charts. And, you know, you recently read the one page from No Sex in the City of the book I'm writing.
Yes.
And I am living that with my sacred partner, who I'm so blessed to have in my life. And there's so much room for that kind of connection where it's a higher frequency sacred partnership where when your bodies finally come together after honoring the God in one another, you know, for however long until you can't stand it anymore, you have to disappear and go and merge physically. If your intention behind that is to raise the frequency in each other and in the planet, then your connection is just so sacredly, divinely, for the best of all concerned. And it's because everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Who says we can't manipulate it by intention? We certainly can.
Well, absolutely. I think we do that in every moment of our lives with every molecule of our body.
Yes, and you can pray together. You can, and when you pray by yourself, that's intention going out as a rocket of desire that just the second it comes out, starts accumulating an exact vibrational match back to you. So when you pray together with that intention behind it, as you're growing in your sacred partnership, and you do it often for any reason at all, it doesn't matter. You can do it for a parking place. You can do it for, you know, a vacation you want. You could do it for some kind of accomplishment you want to have together.
Yeah, and it works. Isn't it amazing how it works?
It works so well. It works so beautifully. And the bond that's created is just, like, not of this world. And that's the whole point of sacred partnership. So I love this conversation because it doesn't matter if from the womb to the tomb, it is your birthright to be loved and to have a place to have your love received in a powerful way without any limits, because we're born with such a huge capacity to love. And if there are people in your life who aren't receiving your love, that's very painful. So when you learn how to receive that love for yourself, then you start attracting those who can receive it also.
Yes.
And there is the turnaround.
There you go. Exactly.
Right. Now, I want to ask you a little bit, which is somebody else called in. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Marlene Morris.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Hey, Marlene.
Hello to both of you. I just had to call in and say how much I love you both.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. Hi, little world.
Marlene, one of those sacred agreements is that we're all on the same planet together at the same time, and it's fabulous.
I love it. You sound fantastic, Marlene.
I am fantastic.
Of course you are. So what's going on in your life these days?
Well, I've moved to Cambria, and I'm doing ministry there and at large in the world, and writing, and speaking occasionally, and then coming down to the Los Angeles area and having dinner with wonderful people like Jackie Zeman.
Yeah. What a small world it is. My goodness. So did you guys already have dinner, or are you planning to?
We're constantly having dinner throughout our lives because we're friends.
Well, you know what? Next time that happens, I would love it if I could come along. I'm inviting myself.
That would be wonderful.
That would be very much fun.
See, I didn't realize you two knew each other.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's such a small world.
It really is.
I adore Marlene. What a light in the world Marlene Morris is, everybody. Listeners, this woman is amazing. Marlene, do you have a website that we could announce for people to see who you are?
MarleneMorris.com.
MarleneMorris.com. That's MarleneMorris.com.
It certainly is.
Excellent. Yeah, everybody check her out, too. You're going to... I love this. You know what? Synchronicity is divinity showing off.
Isn't it?
It is.
It so is. And Marlene's doing a lot. Marlene, she's very modest. She's not talking about it. She's writing all kinds of books. She's just constantly in motion with incredibly wonderful things. So I would invite all of you to go to her website and get involved in anything you can that she's involved with, because you will really enjoy it and you will grow from it.
Well, let me tell you, in the years that I was, Marlene, you used to be the minister at Spirit Works, which is the place of my sanctuary in Toluca Lake, the church that you were the minister for a long time, and I never grew so much anywhere as I did hearing you channel your talks every Sunday morning. I mean, I know you channeled that. It was so effortless and seamless and easy for you to communicate such high-powered messages that human animal isn't capable of that. Only human spirit can talk like that. And you did, and you do. And I'm just so grateful that I've had you as a role model in my life.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think all of us, when we're just doing what spirit guides us to do and being true to that, become channels for something much more powerful than we are on our own.
Absolutely. And we're all channels. It's just a matter of whether we're open or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, wow, this is a very high-frequency phone call here.
Yes, it is.
Excellent, excellent. So when will you be back in Los Angeles, Marlene?
I'm due back about the first week in March.
Oh, okay. And will you be here a few days?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to be at the Billionaire Boot Camp in March in Hawaii.
Oh, you're going to that?
I am.
Mm.
He is taking me, and I'm so excited to be in partnership with him there and to get to experience something so fantastic together to build our future. It's just, what a dream come true.
I think that's great. I'm happy that you're going, and I wish I were going with you.
Well, maybe you can.
You know what? I can't. If I could, I would. But I was aware that it was happening. I just can't do it
this time.
At that time,
yes.
Which is very frustrating for me because I know the value of it. You know?
Yes. That's Christopher Howard's Billionaire Boot Camp. And you're familiar with Christopher Howard, aren't you, Marlene?
Yes.
Yes, and you as well, Jackie, of course.
He does that. He does this Breakthrough to Success weekend, which I believe he's got one coming up. I have it down in my book, actually. I attended this, maybe 18 months ago, and want to repeat it just because the first time I did his weekend, it was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It was intensive. Business standpoint, I did, you know, because you go through for the people who are not familiar with Christopher Howard. He's an incredibly wonderful motivational speaker. He has an incredible amount of knowledge. He's very well versed in neurolinguistic programming, and he will talk about that when you go in. But you have to choose when you go through this Breakthrough to Success weekend on what your in your life to want to break through and have success at.
Yeah.
So the first time I went through, I picked business and professional, and now I would like to go back and repeat it and do it for relationships.
Yay! What a great idea.
And because I think there's, you know, we learn so much, but it like the whole world, you know, perception.
Yes.
Your perception of and what you learn, what you perceive as, you know, what shoes you're standing in, what side of the fence you are, what's happening. So I'm thinking, I know he has one coming up, and I wrote it down if I can find it, my appointment. But
the
next week or two.
Yeah, it's www.chrishoward.com, and that's /register. So that'll take you right to the page for the most upcoming Los Angeles Breakthrough to Success.
Oh, I can tell you right now. I just whipped over my appointment book. January 25th, 6th, and 7th at the Sheraton Airport Hotel at LAX. So
wonderful.
Good. You know, you all can go on the website and look. I'm sure look it up. But
yeah, and I also did the Breakthrough to Success weekend, and it was incredibly fantastic. And Chris also uses hypnotherapy. He uses hypnosis in his guided imagery, and that was real potent for me around relationships, to see all the people that you've had breakdowns with come onto a stage and one by one evaluate what that was and your part in it, and to go through that wonderful process with Chris helped me look at every single person and find out where I was at cause in that breakdown, and then to then choose to contact these people and have breakthroughs with them, or to let them go, because, you know, everybody has somebody in their life who it's not safe for them to stay in contact, and it's also really beneficial to go through that process with Chris, because he helps you to let them go in a really, really profound way that works on your subconscious mind, so you can really let them go at a core level. Those people who are, you know, for lack of a better term, toxic to us.
Uh-huh.
And we should definitely constantly be upgrading our relationships. So
yes, in a very positive way.
Yes.
So there's no negative.
No.
It's not like it's a wonderful feeling where you just feel it's like when somebody says, oh, that frozen moment in the time when all of a sudden like you get very still and the moment puffs up and it expands really big. And you feel like your brain has the most clarity you've ever had, because all of a sudden everything gets slow and calm and peaceful, and you feel like your spirit is like out of your body, and everything, you just grow and feel strong. That's the feeling I got when I sat in that room, even though there were like so many people, and there was so much energy and so much emotion going on and so much activity, and everybody was feeling very, you know, that you feel like the molecules bounce out of people's bodies, their energy, like people come in and their energy is like maybe, you know, 12 inches out of their body. By the time he gets like going, after like the first hour, everybody's energy is wrapping like 15, 30 feet out of their bodies.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's all intermeshed and going together, and it's just very exciting.
It's wild, and I never felt so connected to people as I did in that seminar.
And it was just really, I learned to really know that we are all one huge big family and that I love every single person on the planet. I just don't have to hang out with all of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And Marlene, are you still here? Marlene had to leave for a moment, but this is Kak. I'm just on the phone. I couldn't resist saying hello to Jackie.
Hi, Kak.
Hi, Z. Jackie, I have a question for you.
What's the question?
Well, the question is, I've known you for a lot of years, and you are very successful at everything you do. You have achieved stardom. You are liked by all of the people that work with you. You are respected and loved by all of your friends. Your daughters adore you. What possibly could you be doing in seminars? You should be teaching them.
Thank you. Well, you know, Katie, I have to tell you, Kat called me one day when Marlene was at work. They were doing a group of things. Called me. I was in my car and I was driving home, and I remember this. I was driving home in the middle of Hollywood, and I was passing Aaron Brothers framing store. I remember this so well. I pulled in the parking lot the day when you asked me, Kat, to speak at Spirit Works.
Mm.
And I remember saying, "I want to, Kat, but I'm not sure what. I don't feel like I'm qualified. I mean, I haven't written a book, and I don't know why I would want to, you know, what would I?" And you said, "You can do this. You can do this. I want you to get up because you're just, you know, you're a regular person and you've missed your life, and I think people would like to hear what you have to say." And there's something about getting up in a room in front of people who go to a place called Spirit Works, you know what I mean, who are naturally that frame of mind where you start to feel, "Oh dear, I really need to be profound. I really need to come up with something." And I remember feeling for the first, you know, day and thinking about this a little stressed because I thought, gee, I'm not sure I'm qualified. But as I began to think about, you know, what I would want to say to people, it was, I think I learned more than anybody who was sitting in that room because it was a great gift, and you gave me that gift, Kak. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you were amazing because you arrived with quotes and handouts and a speech that was amazing, filled with life experiences. I remember the audience just leaving and on just high on the energy that you gave them, plus the information. People were able to reform their lives based on what you said, based on how you admitted where you came from, how you got to where you got to, and the knocks you've taken and how you get yourself back up. I think what you communicated was this amazing sense of spirit and courage to face life no matter what the blows are dealt.
Beautifully said. Courage. That's an interesting word. Isn't it something how courage is so... once you begin to think about courage or you begin to get comfortable confronting your fears, it becomes fun. I mean, that's what I've learned. It doesn't even take courage anymore. It becomes just very empowering and fun.
Yeah, yeah. And if I may interject something about that, Jackie, for me, having been born spiritually wide awake, I was an indigo child and an indigo adult. I was born to an atheist family, which is, you know, I had quite a sense of humor in my spiritual sacred contract before I was born to take that on. But what that taught me was to be fully self-expressed in the face of no agreement. And that's my definition for courage. And to get up and speak powerfully about what you've been through and how to turn that into something and to find what's perfect about that event, no matter how painful it was, really inspires people to do the same. And what you're doing is igniting human spirit in people and getting them further away from human animal. So I see that just by being who you are and the vibration that you put off and the frequency that you are, you inspire everybody. And it's absolutely very right that you be in the position that you're in. And I know in my heart of hearts that perfect sacred man is just waiting for you to be able to see him through new eyes.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. Well, the first person that I ever thought, Edgar Cayce, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and you know, read something or about what he would have to say, and I thought, oh, yeah, The Pursuit of Happiness has always been my first, you know, my primary thing in life. and it's something that I've, from the time I was a little girl, I think, like, I don't think it's, I think it's just in the genes. You know what I mean? It's not like what I make.
Well, you know, if there's truth to, you know, pre-birth contracts and spiritual contracts that you agree to before you're born, you plan this. You planned it. And you used every single thing that's happened in your life to move you forward and to fuel you instead of to bring you down or defeat you. You are a master prevailer.
Thank you. That's a nice thing to say, but I like your words. I remember you said that.
You're a master prevailer and such an inspiration to so many people, and I think CAC would agree, and so would everybody else who's listening that knows anything about you. And I don't know your personal history or your challenges, but I do see that whatever they were, you've turned them into pure platinum.
Well, thank you. Well, as you have, and how CAC has. CAC writes, just so you know, a lot of books,
mm-hmm.
and also gives seminars, workshops on self-empowerment for people. CAC has written so many, like the titles are flying through my head right now. A recent one is 20 Steps to the Love of Your Life, which I think is fabulous, which she gave to me, and I am in the process of doing.
Oh, good.
And yeah, so I think, you know, I think when it comes to what you're saying about a positive life and believing that there's power in seeing the good and there's power in having courage and moving forward and wanting to contribute something of value.
Yeah, and I know, we all have challenges, of course, but I know for myself, at the peak of my challenges and at the most painful moments of my life, I do have to confess that I never felt more alive.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I feel very much. Pac, is that your experience also?
Yes, I think so. I think absolutely. That's what really makes us who we are, and you know, you shine the light on us when we're under a rock and we have to really come forward with the truth. I don't think you can be set free unless you can confront your weaknesses in the time of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else gets fun after that.
When you get comfortable with the uncomfortable places and you start challenging those uncomfortable feelings and not let them run your life, that's when it does get to be fun and playful and joyous.
And you get I think it's so human nature to want to repeat ourselves and to want to, you know, do what makes us comfortable and behavior patterns and relationship patterns and you know, work patterns, all of those things. And the really interesting parts is when you start to say, well, I already done it one way. Let me try something different. That's where we grow, because I think we all grow more from, you know, our failures, our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to see where the opportunities and the choices are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the times when things don't go perfectly right.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes us, you know, kind of step back a little bit and take a look and figure out something else. And there's power in that. That's
yes. And to look at what's perfect about every situation and put it at the top of your gratitude list, whatever that challenge is, and have fun with it. You know, have fun with the challenges. Who says you can't?
Yeah, you can. You can. And I think once you begin to believe that and see it that way, you do.
Yeah, I was a little bit down today, and I started looking at, wait a minute, what's perfect about this? How can I make this fun? How can I turn this around? How can I see the greater good in this? How can I raise myself up so high that issue I'm looking at right now looks really, really small, and then I can laugh about it? And I managed to pull myself out of feeling bad about something today just by having done that. But it took some grappling, but I did do it. And
so what did you actually do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I asked myself, why am I so concerned about everybody else's feelings? What is it that I'm feeling, and what is it that I'm grateful for? And what I got was, I'm really grateful for my life. I'm really grateful for my health. I'm really grateful for my son. I'm grateful for everything I get to do. I'm grateful that I'm a person who has in their heart to be of service with every breath I take. I'm grateful that that I had you on the show tonight. I'm grateful that I have all these wonderful friends and these opportunities to enjoy this life that I volunteered to incarnate into, and that if I'm not living fully, then what the heck am I doing here? So that's what it just little by little raised my frequency to the point where I was going, woohoo!
Good for you.
Yeah.
So did you, when you were doing that, were you thinking those things, or were you actually saying those things?
I was driving my car saying them out loud.
Yeah, see, I do that too. I say it out loud. Don't you think when you're going through that kind of an emotional thing, when you actually say the words, one, you have to clarify. Do you have to take the time to actually say it, and there's more power in it?
Mm-hmm. Because your vocal cords are vibrating, and everything is energy, and that's a vibration. So if you're hearing your own vibration with positive impact, of course it's going to lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something also you're sending out into the ether where other people are feeling that vibration.
Yeah.
So I got real responsible about the mood I was in, because I know that my mood affects, you know, the universe. It affects everything.
Oh, totally, the ripple effect. And, you know, the opportunity you have to be on this, all that. Yeah. It compounds it way, way more. Do you also find, because what I find is when I'm feeling like that, that just putting a smile on my face changes everything. Like,
yeah.
Physically smile. Like, you can be like wanting to whine or being annoyed or something can go wrong. You can be like, just by that and putting it changes it.
It does.
It works.
It does.
It totally works.
And with that, I will say that we're coming up on the last minute of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. Tack, it was really good to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. And you two are just so grace-filled. It's enlightening and inspiring. Thank you for your show.
Thank you. And it takes one to know one, my dear.
I love you, Kat.
You're very kind.
See you around campus. Jackie, what I'd like to do is, if you're open to it, is have you stay on the line after the show ends at 6 o'clock, because I believe the station manager would like to speak to you for a minute.
Oh, of course.
So I don't know if they're going to just have the show end on their end right now, and or if we should hang up and redial. I'm not sure. Seth, are you listening?
Separated from the devil in me.